Welcome back to the deep dive. Okay, let's jump right in. Today, we're looking at something really specific: strategic capital flow. Not the big global picture, we're drilling down, way down, right into the kind of decisions that really change a local economy. We're focusing on Ann Arbor, Michigan, and, well, how commercial investment there seems pretty targeted right now.
Exactly. And look, our whole deep dive today, it hinges on just one document. It's titled Ann Arbor Commercial Investment Revival. Simple enough. And our mission really is to get past that headline, you know, to pull out the core strategic insight locked inside. Because the actual finding we have is just one sentence. Listen to this. Commercial investments revitalized in Ann Arbor's growing areas. Now, every single word there, it points to some pretty big targeted money moves. We need to show you why this isn't just general good news. It's more like a map for where the money's going.
Okay, let's set the stage a bit. Not by defining terms exactly, our audience gets commercial investment. But let's talk about the type of capital. When this source says commercial investments, we're not talking about, like, quick flips or VC, right?
Yeah.
This feels like, well, patient capital. Is that
yeah,
fair?
Yeah, absolutely fair. Yeah. When you see institutional money or, you know, serious developers putting capital into commercial properties, think office space,
yes,
specialized retail, R&D facilities. They're making a long-term bet, a fundamental bet on how that land will be used, its future productivity. This isn't day trading. It's strategic. It's patient. It's money going into actual brick-and-mortar assets built for business. And that kind of money, well, it demands certain things. Infrastructure, predictable rules, a clear path to revenue over time. So that's our baseline. Strategic, stable capital.
Got it. Okay, now let's look at the action word here. The source doesn't just say investments are increasing or growing. It uses revitalized. That feels stronger. It suggests more than just steady growth, maybe a comeback, an acceleration. What's the implied market story when they pick a word like revitalized?
That's a great point. That word revitalized, it creates a bit of intellectual friction, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
On the surface, yeah, it sounds great. Things are getting better, or return to health. But we have to dig a bit. If the market was just, you know, humming along nicely, growing steadily, they'd probably use a simpler word. Revitalized implies that maybe activity was flat before this, or cautious, maybe even stuck in a holding pattern for a bit. So using this word suggests some factor, maybe internal, maybe external, has suddenly unlocked investor confidence, letting the market accelerate past whatever was holding it back.
Okay, so if I'm listening, my next question is, what was holding it back? And what unlocked it? Was it just, you know, things getting back to normal after the pandemic or something specific to Ann Arbor? Or, let's be cynical, could revitalize just be spin? Maybe they're just catching up after a slow 5 years and calling it a revival.
That's a critical question to ask. And honestly, without more data points, we have to keep both possibilities in mind. But true revitalization, the kind that makes a headline like this meaningful, often has clear drivers. Predictable louvers. In a place like Ann Arbor with a major university, maybe it's a big expansion. New tech campus, life sciences hub, something like that. Or it could be policy. A new tax incentive zone, maybe. Major infrastructure upgrades that suddenly make developing certain areas much more attractive. It signals that the whole risk calculation for these long-term investments has shifted for the better. It makes putting money down right now seem like the smart move. It's that moment cautious players decide, okay, time to go.
Right. That difference between just organic growth and maybe a policy-driven or event-driven revitalization, that's important. But here's where it gets really, really specific. And this, I think, is the absolute key for anyone listening who tracks strategic trends. The investment isn't across the board. The source specifically says growing areas.
Yes. This is the strategic bullseye. Exactly. If the sentence just said Ann Arbor commercial investments revitalized, period. Well, okay, you might assume the whole city's benefiting, a rising tide lifts all boats, etc. But adding growing areas, that tells us this revival is geographically concentrated, pinned down. It means the key players, developers, investors, maybe city planners too, they've basically reached a consensus on where the future value is, and they are aiming the capital hose right at those spots. Laser focus.
And the reality of that on the ground is, well, it's uneven development, isn't it? We're not seeing the money spread out nicely, boosting stability everywhere. It's piling up in specific places. How do they even identify these growing areas? Is it just a feeling, or is there something more concrete, metrics?
Oh, there are almost always concrete metrics behind it, especially in a mature market like Ann Arbor. Growing areas aren't usually picked at random. They're often defined by proximity to anchors. Think major research hospitals, university expansion zones you mentioned, maybe new transit lines coming in. And critically, these are often the areas where the city itself has already put skin in the game, public investment, new water lines, better roads, maybe zoning that's already been approved for higher density development. So the private investment capital, it's basically following the path of least resistance and, frankly, the path of highest official encouragement.
Okay, so if I'm a developer reading just this one sentence, the takeaway is immediate. Don't just randomly pick a cheap lot somewhere. My best shot at a return is in these zones that are already sort of pre-validated. Validated by city planning, by existing infrastructure spend. It's like mitigating risk by concentrating the bet.
You've nailed it. That's exactly the strategy. Doubling down on concentration. And that concentration, well, it creates this powerful feedback loop, you see. When all this strategic capital targets only the growing areas, what happens? Demand for land there skyrockets. Property values go up. And it becomes almost impossible for smaller, maybe less strategic players to even compete in those zones. Mm-hmm. It basically fast forwards the development timeline in these specific areas, while potentially leaving other peripheral areas sort of ticking along in a slower growth or just maintenance mode.
Let's talk about the type of growth this implies. In a place like Ann Arbor, which is already fairly built up, when investment flows into these growing areas, are we talking mostly about building outwards? Sprawl? Or is it more likely intensification? Redevelopment, building up, denser infill?
Given that strategic focus on growing areas within an established city, it's almost certainly heavily weighted towards infill and vertical densification. Building brand new infrastructure for outward sprawl is incredibly expensive, often politically messy too. Targeting growing areas usually means finding spots with existing infrastructure capacity or places that are ripe for redevelopment, you know, knocking down older, maybe underutilized commercial buildings and replacing them with much higher value properties. Multi-story, maybe mixed use. It's really about maximizing the value and utility of land in zones that are already proven, already validated.
So the real aha moment here isn't just, hey, Ann Arbor's doing well. It's that this market revival is actually a deliberate strategic choice. It's focused on intensifying development in pre-selected zones, which means if you're a local business owner or maybe a smaller developer, you desperately need to know where those zones are because your costs, your property value, they could be heading in very different directions depending on your address, accelerating or just staying flat.
That is the absolute essence of the insight here.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
This single finding isn't just news. It's effectively a map of where economic acceleration is happening. It tells you where the velocity is highest, where the resources are pooling. And if you connect that to the bigger picture, well, this is how cities often evolve when under this kind of targeted capital pressure. Certain corridors or districts become these dynamic economic hubs. They attract talent. They attract supporting businesses. It creates sort of self-reinforcing growth engine that just feeds on itself within those zones. And the success of those zones then validates the whole strategy.
It really highlights it as a localized high-stakes game. And the fact that the source defines it this way, it suggests that the unevenness isn't an accident. It's part of the plan. The goal seems to be maximizing density and profit, but within very specific geographic boundaries. Precisely.
Yeah.
It tells us the market isn't seen as this one big uniform thing anymore. Instead, it's mentally partitioned. Zones of high opportunity and maybe zones that are just maintained. And knowing that distinction is absolutely essential for anyone trying to understand Ann Arbor's economic story moving forward.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this specific finding up with one clear takeaway. Our deep dive into just that one sentence really confirms a critical strategic point. Ann Arbor isn't seeing some kind of citywide boom across the board. What it is experiencing is a targeted commercial investment revival. Capital is deliberately pooling, it's accelerating development, and it's driving up value specifically within its designated growing areas. The value for you listening today is getting that shortcut. You don't just know that investment is happening, you understand the where and the why, the strategy, the localization. And that's the huge difference between just guessing where the momentum is and actually knowing where it's being directed.
Right. And thinking about that directed nature leads to maybe one final thought for you to chew on. Since this source is so explicit, limiting the revitalization only to these growing areas, well, you have to consider the flip side. What does this mean for the areas of Ann Arbor not currently tagged as high growth zones? What's the market pressure on them? What's their future outlook? Does concentrating capital so intensely in the growing areas create some kind of positive spillover for the rest of the city, a supportive buffer?
Yeah.
Or does it risk pulling resources, attention, maybe even basic upkeep away from those other areas? Could it lead to a sort of long-term economic divergence within the city itself? That's a really crucial implication to consider when you see capital being directed strategically. Something to think about.